We talk about the dysfunctional state at the top of our national government. What about the New South Wales Police Force?
Oh, this is a police force in crisis. It's a wonder that either the police minister or the premier haven't moved on this yet, because we've got a real crisis there. What we've seen over the past week, allegations of phone tapping going back more than a decade, but also the lack of trust and the suspicion now that exists between our top three police officers. And something's got to be done. This is a dysfunctional family.
Nick Caldas has given evidence to a parliamentary inquiry. You'd have seen this. He was very critical of the Ombudsman for investigating the source of leaks about an inquiry into the operation going back more than a decade, rather than actually investigating what may have been done wrong in terms of investigating and phone taps that didn't really have any justification. And then you would have seen the most extraordinary thing on Friday, where Catherine Byrne, the Deputy Commissioner, is saying that, yes, she did tap the phone of Nick Caldas, who's the other Deputy Commissioner, all those years ago, because she had a reasonable suspicion and a reasonable belief that he was suspected to have been involved in or had knowledge of corrupt or criminal conduct by police, unquote. Now, we didn't get anything more than that. And Caldas is now saying, well, I want to find out what it is.
Stump it up. Show us your evidence.
Neil Mercer has been writing about this for some years. He's written a number of pieces in the Sun Herald. It's quite a complicated story. He's actually found himself the subject of tapping, because he's been writing about this and finding out what's been going on. So we thought we'd go to him this morning. Neil, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Neil, is your phone safe?
Well, very good question. I don't know. And as you pointed out, I only discovered on Friday that a couple of years ago when I was writing these stories, they secretly set up a New South Wales Police Task Force called Strike Force Juryland to investigate me. It was a bit of a shock, I've got to tell you. So, short answer, I don't know if they've been tapping my phones. I don't know if I've been under physical surveillance.
Neil,
good question.
How dysfunctional is it at the top of the New South Wales police hierarchy?
Well, we've had stories over the last year or two saying things are pretty tense at the top. They would have got a lot worse last Friday, and I can't imagine what it was like when I all trooped into work yesterday morning. I think you're right, it's untenable. I don't know how Mike Baird, the Premier, cannot take some action and show some leadership. It surely can't go on like that when you've got one deputy against the other, Nick Caldas, saying he's been gravely wronged, and accusations of potential wrongdoing against Catherine Byrne, and indeed potentially against the Commission.
Because Andrew Scipione, from all the reports, are they correct that he's lined up with Catherine Byrne?
I think that's very much right. And at a crucial time, more than a decade ago, they were both involved in this bugging operation, if you like. Mr. Scipione was the boss of Special Crime and Internal Affairs, and Ms. Byrne was a detective inspector, a team leader within there. She was a very senior officer, and both were intimately involved and had knowledge of what was going on.
Neil, does it strike you that the Premier has to move very quickly on this now that's all spilling out into the open?
Yeah, and I've got to say, I'm a bit taken aback by his approach that he's just not going to comment on it. It's like he's pretending it's not happening. It is happening, and as I said to you, I think it's untenable. I don't know how you can have Mr. Caldas saying, look, I believe criminal offences may have been committed here all those years ago, not just against me, but against a large number of police officers, and the Premier, and one of those who may have been involved in the wrongdoing or misconduct is Ms. Byrne. And the Premier goes, well, I'll just forget about that. We won't worry about that. It's untenable.
Now, both of these people, Catherine Byrne, Deputy Commissioners, and Nick Caldas, were seen as potential replacements for Andrew Scipione as Chief Commissioner later this year. I mean, that would be over now, wouldn't it? They'd have to go outside and get someone new.
Well, I don't know if they have to go outside. I think they'd be pretty loath to do that. I think it makes it problematic for both of them. But we should ask ourselves a question: if Mr. Caldas has gone out on a limb to bring wrongdoing to light, perhaps we should ask ourselves, why should he be penalised?
Yeah.
For telling the truth, what he sees to be the truth, and trying to right a wrong, not just against him. There's dozens and dozens of former police, and indeed another journalist, a colleague of mine, Steve Barrett, who have been affected by this bugging.
Do you think, I mean, this is going to become a full-blown scandal in the coming weeks?
Well, it has the potential for that. The Ombudsman will be called before the parliamentary inquiry today, His deputy will be called and they'll be asked, what have you been doing for the last 2.5 years?
Yep.
Have you been investigating the leaks, or have you been investigating allegations of perverting the course of justice, perjury, to get these bugging warrants? I mean, the Ombudsman, I think people have basically lost faith in the Ombudsman's inquiry. Yep.
That's right. I mean, he's more interested in trying to work out who's been leaking rather than actually investigating whether the police were improperly using these bugging operations. And as you say, perverting course of justice, perjury, those kinds of charges could well be floating around in the middle of it all.
I think they are floating around, and they've been floating around for more than a decade. And both sides of politics are to blame for what we've got now, by the way. They've both covered it up, pushed it under the carpet, said, oh, it'll go away. So they're now reaping all that. And Mr. Caldas obviously saying, well, I'm not going to let it go. I believe there's been improper conduct or criminal conduct, and that's his duty. He's supposed to report it.
Yeah, and the reward for people like you and Steve Barrett for trying to report it is you get yourselves investigated.
Can I hear a clicking sound there on the phone?
You might.
Could we just mention to whoever's tapping this call, you could just switch the radio on. You can actually get the transcript just straight off the radio. It's on the airwaves, AM 954. All right, Neil.
All right, guys.
Thanks
for joining us.
These people have got no sense of history. 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago, there was a Royal Commission, a huge scandal, because they were called the Age Tapes. New South Wales Police were illegally tapping people's phones. Here we are all these years later. This was an operation where you had to go and get permission to tap phones, but obviously in this case it would seem prima facie weren't doing it properly.
What's the oldest saying in the book? What's the oldest saying? Those who don't learn from the past are doomed to repeat it.
And they have been, it would seem.